Blog Talk Radio.
Precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. All righty. Well, that's good to hear, Brooks. So I'm glad you're doing excellent. All righty. Let's bring on Pastor Leroy. See how he's doing. Hey, Pastor Leroy.
Yo, Pastor Ken, you are my fellow veteran brother. I love you, Pastor
Amen.
Ken, for serving in the military. I myself served in the military for a while. And this day is a very special day. For you and me, man.
Amen.
And I love it. I'm glad that we are together on this Veterans Day. I was on Pastor Kent's show earlier, and he did an incredible tribute to both Canadian and American veterans. And I got to thank him for that. And I was on a show earlier tonight. I hope it comes on your show. But, Pastor Ken, you and I have been through pretty much the same shit, man. You know, you...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You have been through the military. You've been in prison. I've been in the military. I've been in prison. I don't know how that... makes us a team, but you know what? Here we are. After all these years, you and I don't know about you, but I'm 60 years old, almost. Well, you know, I can't say I'm 60
yeah.
years old. I'm 59 years old, man. My birthday's coming up. How old are you, Pastor Ken?
I just turned 61 in October.
61, okay, so you and I are very close to being the same age, man. And
yeah.
We grew up in the same era, you know, in the 70s, in the 80s. The 70s and the 80s were our best time, man. I guess it was 1978. I think it was February 1978, man. I went to the discotheque, man, in New York City called Studio 54. Remember that?
Yes, I've been there myself. Yes.
Yeah, I went to Studio 54 two times, and I waited... in line like everybody else did, and they didn't take me. And I was like, you know what? Because I'm a black man, they ain't going to take me in here. But guess what I did the third time? The third time, I cut my afro out, man. I looked like a normal black man. And guess what? The third time was January 1978, man. I'll never forget it. I went into Studio 54 in New York City, and I experienced an incredible, even to this day, man, I can't even describe it, an incredible, just everybody was just so happy. You know, it was a
disaster. Oh, yeah, it was, I mean, Studio 54. Okay, was the place to go back in the 70s. Yes, it was. Yep.
Yeah, and having grown up in New York City, you know, in Harlem, which was, you know, it's a little bit east of New York City, but we're still here, man. And you know what? We got a bad rap, but, you know, I'm not going to go there tonight. I'm going to say this, man. I love Studio 54. It created
I loved it, too. It was a great place.
It was a great place. It created a lot of jobs. It created a lot of celebrities coming to New York City. who would never come to New York City. Now, Studio 54 in 1977 is when, 77, right? I mean, 77. Yeah, I got my advice over here.
Yeah, you know what? You're the man.
You know what?
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But you know what? 1977, when Studio 54 started during the disco era, it was all during disco, man. And I was all about the disco. Shit, man. I was like 17 years old then. I was getting down in the New York disco. But
yeah, I mean, like I said, the disco era was a great era. Yeah, it was a great era.
But you know what? You know what, Pastor Ken? Because I'm a black man, I never had a chance ever of going into Studio 54. Those people, I'm going to be honest with you, man, they were kind of racist. They didn't like black people. They allowed like 10% of the people in Studio 54 were black. That's it. They allowed only so many black people in there. I went there 3 times trying to get in there, man. They turned me down every time.
Wow.
And I thought I was very disappointed. But let me say this, man. That was back in the 1970s.
Yep.
And I get it. I get it, man. I get that that is what happened back then. And I get that I am a black man in the United States of America, and we're starting to get the recognition that we deserve, man.
I think Obama started that, okay? All right, by being the first black president we had was Obama, and that was a big accomplishment for the black man, okay? To have a black man first president, okay, ever, okay? That was an accomplishment.
Well, let me say this about Obama, okay? As a black man, Obama was born in Hawaii, okay? So he had a Hawaiian mother and a black father. So his mother was born in America. Okay, so was Obama a black president? Yeah, I guess he was in a sense. Did I like Obama? No. Am I a fan of Democrats? No. And I'm not going to go there tonight because we just had an election here earlier today, which very much disappointed me, and I'm going to tell you straight up. But you know what? That's not what this show's about. This show's about God. And I want to say, Pastor Ken, as a fellow veteran, man, I was in the military many years ago, as I'm sure you were. You also did time in prison, as I did. I did 3 years in federal prison and 3 years in county prison here, which I called a clink. But let me say this.
Well, in New York State, what state prison did you go to?
I went to the state prison. I went to New York State prison. But there's
in New York State, which one did you go to? I mean, like, was you in Sing Sing?
I was in New York State prison. That's where I was. But let me say this, too, man. Attica, I could have gone to Attica. And
that's
where
that.
Yeah, well, you know what? I did my time. I feel bad about it. I wish I had never done the crimes. But you know what? I did my time. I spent a lot of time by myself in prison thinking about what I did. What did I do, man?
Yep.
Why would I do that? Just like you, Pastor Ken. You know, you and I, we're like two peas in a pod, man. We've both been in the military and been in prison.
Amen. Yeah.
So, and let me say this, man, and then I'm going to let you talk because this is your show. I love you, Pastor Ken. I wish only the best for you. I know you've been through a lot of shit in your life like I have. And I appreciate you being on here tonight to give us the show. On that
Amen.
Note.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you, Pastor Lord. I think Pastor Veal is here. I'm going to bring him on and see what he has to say. Hey, Pastor Veal.
Hey, Ken, I'm upset with you right now.
First of all, I never say anything about you, and it's a lie, okay? Okay, so and if you believe Dan Garza and you don't believe me, then, you know, I got nothing to say. Okay, I'm going to simply say I didn't say anything about you, period. Ever have I said anything about you.
I heard the clip, and I deleted it in anger. I was so... I'm so freaking mad about this clip that I heard, but it had you saying terrible things like, I never got you coffee, which I didn't, but then you proceeded to say stuff about how I should go fuck myself, how I'm a piece of shit, not a real pastor, that you made me. You said all this bullshit about me, and I'm just really upset about it.
I didn't say that. I didn't say it. Somebody made a fake tape using my voice. Okay, I didn't say anything to anybody about you, Pastor Veal. Okay, now when we weren't getting along, okay, at one point way back when, okay, and you know when that was, okay, I may have said something, okay, along the line, but I never talked bad about you, okay?
Well, Dan Garza swears that it was... that it was you talking about me, and I don't know.
Nope. Well, he's a liar, okay? He's a liar about everything he says that spews out of his mouth, okay? He's not the real Dan Garza. He's an imposter, okay? So as far as I'm concerned, okay, he can go to hell, okay? That's where he belongs.
Jeez. Oh, man, you know, I'm so upset. I don't know.
Well, like I said, Pastor Bill, you got to believe me. I didn't say anything about you, nor would I, okay? I mean, I don't talk behind people's back. If I have a bone to pick with you, I will say it to your face.
Well, Ken, you know, I believe you. I believe you. But it's just hard sometimes, you know, when you said all that stuff about Tel Aviv and Africa. And I know you came clean on that, but it's just hard to believe.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't say anything bad about you, period. Okay? And you got to take my word on it, okay? That's the truth.
You know what? You know what? Let me intervene here, man. I got to agree with Pastor Ken on this, man. Pastor Veal, you and I have been on many shows together, man. Probably like 20 or so shows together between Pastor Ken and Pastor Kent. I don't know what you're doing tonight, man, but I want you to not disrespect Pastor Ken. I don't think he's done anything wrong, and try to get along tonight, man. It's Veterans Day, man. Come on.
Hey, amen. And you know, Kent Hopper said some terrible things to me too on the Bat Channel earlier. He said that he was canceling this show because of me. Yeah, he said he was canceling today's show because of me. Said that to me on the on Discord. Leader of the flock.
What? Are you and Kent having problems?
I don't know. His Discord is leader of the flock, and he keeps saying bad things to me. He keeps calling me a DS. I think you know what that is. And he keeps calling me a fake pastor, too. And the knives are out, Ken. The knives are out for me.
Well, the leader of the flock is not the real Pastor Kent. He's a fake Pastor Kent.
How do you know that? He seems real to me.
Because I know that. He started a lot of stuff between me and the real Pastor Kent. Okay? That's how I know.
Well, he swears he's the real Pastor Kent.
He's not the real Pastor Kent. He's the fake Pastor Kent. Okay? Pastor Kent doesn't come on the air and say, hello, everybody. Okay? No, that's not Pastor Kent.
You take some calls, Ken.
there's nobody pressed the one key except for you guys so far. I do have some other calls on the line, like 617-510 and a 111, but they have not pressed the one key. As soon as they press the one key, I'll be able to bring them on.
This Dan Garza guy. I think you should let him on, Ken.
He hasn't called in. And if he calls in, I'll bring him on.
You like him, right? You think he's cool.
Say what?
You're good friends with Dan Garza, from what I remember.
I'm not good friends at all with Dan Garza.
Well, it seems like you are in Discord. You guys just chum it up in there.
You know what? You know what?
No, I don't say anything nice to Dan Garza in Discord.
Pastor Ken, am I on here?
Yep, you're on.
Okay, I thought maybe you had me on mute, man. Because
No, I haven't muted you. No, I didn't mute you or Pastor Bill. Okay, the only people on mute is the people that has called in that has not pressed the one key. That's the only people I have on mute. Which hopefully they will press the one key sooner or later. Unless they just want to just listen to the show. So tell us, what's been going on with you for Pastor Bill? You haven't been on the air in quite a while. I mean, I guess you were on Pastor Kent's show earlier tonight. Okay. What have you been doing?
I've been protesting calling in because I've been nervous about calling in over the comments that were made towards me, apparently by you, even though you say they're fake. Just was very nervous about that.
Well, you don't have to be nervous about calling into my show for whatever period. You're always welcome on my show, Pastor Bill. I respect you as a pastor. I respect you as a man, as an individual, and I have never said anything bad about you, nor will I.
And also, I had an issue with Clay, who I'm working with. He tried to suck my penis and touch me inappropriately. I was laying in bed trying to sleep, and he wheeled over to me in his wheelchair, and he propped himself up on the wheelchair, and he fell into my crotch on the bed and tried to suck me dry. There wasn't much. There was a physical struggle, and I had to kick him off the bed. It messed him up even more, and I feel really bad about that. Cap, has that ever happened to you?
Huh?
What should I do?
I'm trying to
do the right thing here. Right? Like, I'm trying to counsel this man, but he just wants to suck my penis constantly. How do I fix this?
Look at it, man. Look at it. No, you know what? I don't know what's going on here, man. But I'm not into this sucking the penis, man. What is this, man?
Yeah.
Just cut him off, man.
Clay, no, I need to help him. He needs help. He's a Vietnam-era veteran. You know, he's worked really hard in his life to get where he is. And he
Wait
needs
a minute.
God.
Hold on. Is this Pastor Veal? Like, I don't think
yeah.
is this real? Really, Pastor Veal?
Yeah. This
All
is
right,
really
so,
Pastor
so Veal. So what? Why are you such a downer, man, on Veterans Day? Look, Ken and I are veterans. Post-Vietnam. Neither one of us were in Vietnam, but both of us were in the military. And when I went in the military, man, I needed to go in the military. You know what I'm saying? I needed to go in because I had a lot of personal issues, man. Bottom line was the military or jail. And I think I said that on Pastor Ken's show earlier tonight. But let me say this, that's the truth, man, for me.
Yeah.
And I went in the military, and I spent a lot of time in there. Came out as a staff sergeant after 6 years and gave up, man, because I met my third wife, my wife's third wife, who was nothing but a... I'm not going to say what she was on the show, but let's just say she was an effing B. How about that? And let me say this, man. She was not. Yeah, look, man. Don't ever, under any circumstances whatsoever, get involved with a woman. Women will bleed you dry, man. They will take every goddamn penny you have and lick you clean. Ooh, yeah. And they are going to be all about that, man. Don't get involved with women. And Pastor Ken, I have to say to you that you went to the other side. You went to the blue team, so to speak, or the pink team. I think it went to the pink team. But you went to the pink team, and you have found the way it should be. Don't ever depend on a woman. Don't ever think All right, I'm done. I'm not gonna preach here. I don't wanna preach here. But let me say I've been through a lot of wives. I've been through seven of these women, man, who tried You know, my first wife. Let me say this. I'm gonna just let this go. I've had a lot of alcohol tonight. I'm not gonna lie to any of you. I'm not gonna lie to you, Pastor Ken. But you know what? I've had a lot of a lot of alcohol tonight because I am a veteran, man. I've been through the trenches.
Well, actually, I really haven't been through the trenches.
I really didn't go to war, but I was a veteran just after Vietnam, as I'm sure Pastor Ken was. And
yep.
If there was a war to go to, there was the Grenada crisis going on in 1981. And they sent Marines to Grenada. They didn't send the Army, which I think Pastor Ken was, and I know I was. Am I correct?
Yep. Yeah, they didn't send the Army. They sent the Marine Corps. And they sent the Navy SEALs.
Absolutely. And that was in Grenada in 1981. Most of you young viewers don't even know what the hell we're talking about, but that is the truth, man. That's what happened back in the day when I was in the military and so was Pastor Ken. And thank you, Pastor Ken. Thank you, Pastor Ken, for your service. Even though it didn't work out, like me, we both ended up in prison. I don't know why, but we did. But thank you for your service, Pastor Ken. I love you.
Well, thank you for your service, Pastor Leroy. Yeah,
yeah,
amen.
You're my brother. You are my brother from another mother.
Brother, amen.
Oh. Amen. And I support the veterans.
That's good, Pastor Bill. Oh, we got another call. We got a call up from 111. Let's bring them on and see what we got. 111, you're on here.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Grover.
Sounds like Grover, man.
Yeah, this is Grover. I'm enjoying the talk about all the veterans tonight. I was liking to know if the pastor could tell the story of how he got discharged from the military for banging the chicken egg hole.
That never happened.
All right, I got that information. DC-2 told me.
No, that never happened.
Well, then what happened? Did you get discharged?
I got honorable discharged out of the military, yes.
Ken, you have
how many years? How many years you do?
I did a total of 14.
Okay. I hope you weren't in Vietnam, because I prefer veterans who won wars, not veterans who lost wars.
I didn't go to Vietnam. I wasn't old enough for Vietnam.
Thank God.
Yeah.
You got any other calls?
Yeah, but they haven't pressed the one key, so until they do, it's just us.
Oh. You get any free lunch or dinner for Veterans Day?
No, I didn't go anywhere today. I stayed in.
I wonder if it's veterans down at the gas station if they have any free cigarillos.
No, I don't think they do.
I don't know how you ask. When you ask, the bad thing they could say is no. Everything else is good. So just you might as well ask. You never know.
Ken, what is this about having sex with a chicken egg hole? You did that?
No. I told a story about a person that was I was in the Army with. His name was Charlie Crumner, and he talked about screwing. Chicken egg hole.
Would you ever do that?
No, I never did.
Chicken what? What's that? Chicken
a-hole.
What was that? Chicken a-hole.
A-hole. A-hole.
Egg. E-G-G-hole.
A-hole?
Egg. Hole.
Egg? A-hole?
Yeah, egg-hole.
A-hole.
No, egg.
I reckon I never heard of a chicken having an egg hole. What do you mean, egg hole?
If chicken has an egg hole, that's where the eggs come out of.
Really? I never thought about that. Are you talking about the boy chickens or the girl chickens?
Girl chickens.
Boy chickens.
No, boy chickens are roosters.
Does anything come out
of
them?
They're not chickens. Females are chickens. Boys are roosters.
Yeah, but what comes out of a male chicken?
There's not a male chicken. It's a rooster.
A rooster. Okay, but what comes out of a rooster?
Does it load? What about a jizz load?
But poop.
You know what? Let me comment on this, man. This is Leroy Jackson. I reside in the Bronx, man. And it's freaking raining here tonight. And it's like 70 degrees, man. What the hell for November? But okay, here we go. I'm Leroy Jackson. Let me tell you this, man.
I got a question for the pastor, Leroy. I got a question. Where are you from? Where are you from?
Look at me. I'm from the Bronx, but you know what? I was raised in Harlem, New York. And I have had a lot of alcohol beverages tonight, man. It is.
I can tell.
Yeah, I can tell too, man.
Wait a minute. Aren't you that guy?
You know why I'm having this? There's two reasons I'm having this, man. The first reason is because I'm a veteran. The second reason is because it's 11/11/22. Do you know what that means? That's 22/22. Most people don't understand that, man, but that is tonight. That is what's going to happen, man. We might all be dead tomorrow, man.
What the hell? What the hell are you drinking?
I'm drinking too much, man.
Well, what are you drinking?
I'm gonna plead the fifth here, and I'm done for the night. I've had way too much to drink, and I thank you, Pastor Ken, for bringing on the show and for allowing me to be on the show. Please keep it going, man. I'm gonna
be cool.
God bless you, Pastor Leroy. Have a blessed night.
45 malt liquor.
Pastor. Okay, let's bring another caller here. 111.
Oh.
111, you're on the air.
Kenny, were you talking about egg hole?
No, I said egg hole.
Egg hole, making love to the egg hole of a chicken. Chicken's egg hole.
Donnie, that's what he was discussing. And who's telling me that roosters don't have any egg holes? I don't understand.
Well, Kenny would know. He's an expert on poultry and fowl, in penetrating poultry and fowl. Let me just say this, Kenny. I find it a little odd that when you tell this story of this man pummeling egg hole, that you stutter so much. That is usually your tell for not being honest. Now, Kenny, we in the circle of trust, Kenny.
Yeah, I know.
Kenny, you can tell us the truth, brother.
I'm telling you the truth. I never made love for an egg hole.
Okay, Kenny. All right. I don't know if anybody heard Pastor Kent's show earlier, but I was appalled by a caller. God bless him. He was a veteran. But he told some of the wildest stories of Vietnam and the Putang Valley and munging. That's where munging came from. Munging came from Vietnam, Kenny. Did you know they used to mung the Mason people?
A man called in
and told his story and said that his platoon would dig up corpses and, you know, I mean, I'm not going to go through the process of it because we all know, but, you know, the maggots and the jizz made everybody sick, and they was just vomiting everywhere. And actually, that gave up their position because they would find the vomit and the maggots and everything, and then people would know, like the Vietnamese would know, oh, they nearby. They've been munging.
And what is munging? Really don't understand this term or know what it is. What does it mean? Ken?
Well, it's not a good term. It's not a good term.
What is munging? What does munging mean?
What does munging mean? Okay, it means they dig up corpses and have sex with them.
Kenny, that's simplifying it a little bit. But
yeah,
I mean,
that's gross.
Yeah.
Ken, have you done that? Why would you know what that means?
Because I've read about it, okay, you know. Joshua Higgins told me about munging a long time ago.
They went munging
together. Have you ever done?
Higgins and Kenny went munging together when they were in a relationship.
No, we never went munging together.
Yeah, but Dan Garza also.
This is what it is. Let me tell Pastor Veal. I will give you the definition of munging.
Yeah.
So you go to a graveyard or where you know there's buried corpses, whether that's in the battlefield or a graveyard, wherever there's dead bodies, preferably a female corpse, but can be a male. I'm not homophobic. You dig up the fresh corpse. You have a gangbang with the corpse. Now, afterwards, one of the members of the group puts their mouth over the woman's vagina or the man's anus, if it's a gay man, and then somebody jumps on the stomach and or back of that person, shooting all of the cum and the maggots into said person's mouth, and they swallow it. That's
gross.
And you did this?
No, hell no. Kenny did, though. Kenny and Higgins.
I never did.
Ken, why'd you mug somebody? What the?
Munged anybody. Okay, we're not going to have this conversation on my radio. So I'm going to call this show off and we continue.
Kenny, wait a minute. Higgins would be disappointed in you for ending the show on this note. God bless his soul. And he would verify my story that what I'm saying is true. Y'all went munging.
No, never went munging with Joshua Higgins. Never performed munging in my life. No way.
Okay, so no munging, no horseplay, no edge. That's all innuendos. I saw a photo of you at Dallas Stables, Kenny. Kenny, I saw you. A photo of you at Diamond C Stables, bro.
What about the
egg? There's nothing happening at Diamond C Stables either.
Egg hole.
All right, well, let's move on to a better topic. Kenny, let's talk about your service in the military. What would you say was the best part and the worst part of your service?
The best?
What would you say your best part of serving in the military was, and what was the worst part?
I didn't really have the worst part, okay?
It was all good?
I didn't really have the worst part. The whole time in military, I gotta say I had a pretty good time. I got good training in the military. Okay.
I hope so.
Good knowledgeable training.
Kenny, you could have become a doctor in that time.
So let me say this, man. I don't.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah. Donnie, you're the brother, man.
Amen,
you're my brother.
Brother.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
man. I'm off
so,
that wall.
So let me
tonight,
say
brother.
This, man. You're the best. You're the best, brother. And
amen.
I appreciate
amen.
Coming on here. I love you, man. Okay, so Pastor Ken, you are a veteran, man. Let me say this, man. I had a brother of mine who served in Vietnam, okay, in 1973. Towards the end of Vietnam, it was the very end. And he went in there, and he got killed. He got shot.
R.I.P., brother.
Let me say this, man. Let me say this. You know what? Vietnam should have never been a part of our world, man. And the kids who are listening tonight, I know there's a lot. In fact, I would say that probably 90% of the people listening to this tonight are younger people. But that's good. That's good. That's what Pastor Ken wants.
Oh, I want all people to join in. I want everybody to, okay, young or old, okay? Everybody's welcome there.
Young, old?
Yep, young and old. All right. Now, welcome here.
Hey, yeah, I love Donnie. I love Donnie, baby. Because Donnie goes back to Clay Douglas, man. He is my hero going back to the end. Unfortunately, he was at the end of Clay Douglas. I wish he was at the beginning of Clay Douglas.
Amen, brother. It's terrible how I listened to the show for about 6 months. I started about May in the final stages, and I was in the chat room a couple times. He just kicked me out right away, and I could never get on. But I was an avid listener. He was a very interesting man. He was not a fan of my people or our people, but, you know, he did meet a black man, a very muscular black man at a party in Miami, and I always wondered what happened in that situation, if there was any, you know, tomfoolery that went on there. He claims no, but who knows? I mean, he was very specific about his muscular body, so I don't know, but thank you for bringing that up, brother, and, you know, I appreciate you and all your work that you did. Back in those days, and I'm glad we still together, brother. So, amen to everything you said.
Yeah, you know what? I love you, Johnny. I think you're a great person.
Hey, man, Kenny.
Yeah.
Is Grover still on the line?
I believe so.
I'm sorry. I was using the little boy's room, but I'm back now.
Grover, I was wondering, brother, does Kenny still come down and drain your balls every once in a while? Is that over?
That's not happened in a long time, sadly.
Kenny, you
never happened to begin with.
Kenny, how are you going to neglect a man that put his dick on train tracks, man? How are you going to do that?
That's his personal problem. Okay, I don't go out and mess with every time Dick and Harry.
Ken, this is Pastor Beal. I've been sort of out of it. Why don't you go over to Grover's Haven for Hope anymore and fellatio him? I mean, he needs that. You can offer.
No, I am not doing it.
I never did it to him in the beginning, and I know why I ever do it to him.
So
why would Grover lie about that? I mean, that was a great Christmas present you gave him, Kenny. You emptied his balls and you bought him a sandwich, apparently. I mean, I don't know why Grover would make such a thing up.
Well, he just.
Oh, okay.
Ken, why would you never do that? You said you never do that. Why would you never do that?
Because I just never would do that.
Because Tony Farrar would put him in a pine box. That's probably why.
No. It's just I'm monogamous. I'm in a relationship with Tony Farrar, and if I was going to give anybody a blow job, it would be him.
Ooh. But Kenny, you're also still married, brother.
Yeah, we're married.
I've been separated for 24 years. Yeah, actually, legally separated.
But that's
Rosemary.
Divorce, brother.
Okay, legally separated. Okay?
Well, aren't you technically breaking a commandment on a daily basis, though, Kenny?
No, I'm legally separated. I'm not considered myself, I don't consider myself married, okay? Because I have not been with her in 24 years.
At all, the rest of the night. I'm done.
Oh.
It's done.
Is Pastor Veal still on, or did he pass out?
Way too much.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Do you agree that Kenny is not breaking any of the commandments by cohabitating with a man while still being technically married? I think that is a very gray area.
I think it's a gray area, too, to be honest. But I think Ken's living his best life. And from what I understand, Rosemary is a bitch.
That's
Well, I don't really know. I haven't been around her in 24 years. Okay? My kids were all grown.
Ken, remember when you...
Okay, when I left.
Ken.
Okay?
Ken, remember when you told me you said that you only dated Rosemary because you liked her cans? You messaged me that, I think, right? Or was that a fake account?
That was a fake account.
You
I never messaged
you. You liked a pan, Kenny.
I would never send that to you.
No. Okay. I dated Rosemary while we were both working in a nursing home. And then I married.
My balls, I'm going to bust your balls. So, go ahead, try to bust my balls. Go ahead. Honestly.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm going to say God bless everybody. Have a wonderful night. And I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Sometime in the evening, I don't know what time yet, I'm going to do a show. I'm going to try to talk to Pastor Kent, see if he's going to join me or not. Okay. But anyway, God bless you all. Have a wonderful night.
No.
Good night.
Pastor.
Where's my banjo?
Is that banjo in the banjo?
Good night.